Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We start things off on this new hour of Neon Jazz with a well-traveled Grammy-nominated saxophonist Ben Wendell with his group ACT with the tune Subway Song off the latest 2015 album called ACT II. I love the name of that song.
I love the name of the group.
Oh, ACT. Yeah. ACT, that's it.
Yeah, there it is. I thought it would, I was looking at it thinking it might be an initial.
The ACT?
Yeah, the ACT or something
group.
Like that. Yeah. Call mine the ADD if that's if I ever start a band. But yeah, ACT is good.
The ADDs. We forgot where we're going to play tonight.
Squirrel.
<No. laughs> Oh. So Ben was born in Vancouver, Canada, raised in LA, and these days he calls Brooklyn, New York his home. And he's had his hands on all sorts of roles in his career. He's a performer, a composer, a producer, and a conductor. And he's been all over the place on multiple domestic and international tours with artists like Gerald Clayton, Eric Harlan, Snoop Dogg, and the artist formerly known as Prince. And Ben is a founding member of the Grammy-nominated group Kneebody. And as a composer, he has received an ASCAP Jazz Composer Award. And he was appointed the head of the Jazz and Blues Initiative. Of producing performance opportunities in LA, working with Quincy Jones and Herb Alpert and Luciana Souza. And to date, he has 3 solo albums, and he's a former adjunct professor of jazz studies at USC and a current adjunct at the New School in NYC. Ben gives a lot of credit to those that taught him along the way, in particular, Billy Higgins. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about that profound learning experience in his life.
When you played with him, you just knew that you were in the presence of something really deep. Actually, it was basically impossible to play badly with him. He had some kind of aura and way of playing that the moment you got on that stage and played with him, you sounded your best. You couldn't play badly.
And Billy was integral to that whole sound that Ornette Coleman and many others were molding at the time. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town brimming with talent from cats like Brian Stever and Ben Leifer, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, sitting on another hour of jazz that is going to come your way. And speaking of that mentor and man full of jazz bravado that gave Ben so much, here's the great drummer, Billy Higgins, full of free jazz and hard bop ingenuity with the song Sugar and Spice off the 2008 CD, The Soldier.
Thank you. you wouldn't mind at all. Can it really be? Maybe you're the man for me. You're sugar and spice and everything nice. You're fire and dice. I bet I think twice. I met a man, the handsomest in the land. Can it really be? You're the man for me.
Hi, this is Ben Wendell, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Pittsburgh, Kansas-born tenor sax man, Lee Allen, with the tune Hot Rod Special off the 2008 CD Walking with Mr. Lee.
Got a little boogie-woogie, beat me daddy eight to the bar going there.
Right. He was walking right into that eight bar. His reclaimed music immortality was the time he spent in New Orleans during the rock and roll scene of the 1950s. And he was semi-retired from music by the late 60s, but in the early 70s, he returned to music intermittently until the end of his life. It was a combined athletics and music scholarship from Xavier University that led him to relocating to New Orleans in 1943. So his own instrumental song, Walkin' with Mr. Lee, was a hit in 1958, playing on a regular basis on that show known as American Bandstand. We give you the talented Kaz Quartet with the 2010 song Sunset off their album Shoot, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bessie DeLauro, neo ragtime artist.
And my name is Ricky Paggio.
And you're listening to
Neon Jazz Radio with Joe Domino.
That was the talented jazz singer Dessie DeLauro with husband Ricky Paggio with the 2013 tune Jumpin' Jivin'. So from her life as a child in Montreal, Canada's rough East End neighborhood, due to her interracial background of Cuban, Brazilian, and Italian descent, she's moved on to being a happily married person with her writing partner Ricky Paggio, and they are combining their talents to give the world a fresh new sound that they label Neo Ragtime. And this tune, Jumpin' Jivin', got some solid national exposure. ESPN featured it throughout the 2013 Women's NCAA Basketball Final Four Championships. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Dessie spoke quite a bit about a lot of stuff, but this is what she had to say about who her true inspirations are.
I can't make it about one thing. Or, you know, Ricky was a huge influence on me and a huge support. He constantly, even till now, will keep pushing me and keep pushing my boundaries because I used to be shy.
With the song With Your Wind, with the song With the Wind and Rain in Your Hair, here's guitarist Tal Farlow off the 1954 album called The Tal Farlow Album. Next on the program.
Good name for it.
Absolutely. That was jazz double bassist Howard Rumsey, joined by his faithful Lighthouse All-Stars with the tune Who's Sleepy off the 2011 CD Sunday Jazz a la Lighthouse Volume 1. Out of Brawley, California, Howard started playing the piano, then the drums, and finally he landed on the beloved bass. And it was following jobs with Vito Musso and Johnny Davis, he became a part of Stan Kenton's very first band. After an argument with Kenton, he left the band to play with Charlie Barnett and Barney Bigard. And from there, he took a short hiatus from music altogether. And it was the Lighthouse All-Stars that brought him back into the fold and back to the Sunday jazz throughout the 1950s. And that was his playground with the group at the Lighthouse Cafe at the beautiful Hermosa Beach location. Howard had a long, solid run on this big blue ball down here. He lived till the age of 97. He left us in July of 2015, and there's plenty of tasty music in his wake. With a clean, clear edict to all jazz listeners, here's trombonist Steve Davis with Vibe Up, and that is right. Thank you.
This is vibraphonist Stefan Harris, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the great jazz pianist Ross Tompkins off the 1978 CD called AKA also known as the Phantom, with the tune My Ideal. So after going to the New England Conservatory of Music, he moved to New York City, and he worked with the finest jazz cats going. Kai Winding, Eric Dolphy, Wes Montgomery, Bob Brookmeyer, Clark Terry, Benny Goodman, Bobby Hackett, and Al Zoon and Zoot Sims. From there, he moved to Los Angeles in 1971 and played with cats like Louie Belson, Joe Venuti, Red Norvo, and Jack Sheldon. And in the 80s, he also did the same thing. He was very busy. But he will always be known for his longtime association with Doc Severinsen's Tonight Show Band, a gig he had from the 1970s until the retirement in 1992 of Johnny. Here's the great J.J. Johnson next on Neon Jazz with the 1956 tune Naptown, USA, off the album J is for Jazz, and yes, it is.
This is Mike Pagan in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was jazz guitarist Doug Rainey with the 1987 tune Solar off his CD Guitar, Guitar, Guitar. Known as the son of Jimmy Rainey, it all began for him and his father's band with Al Haig at the age of 18. And that is a nice start there. But it's time for an ending, and it's now time for us to say goodbye to you and good luck with the man Dave Brubeck loved. Paul Desmond on the alto sax with the Modern Jazz Quartet live back in 1971 with the tune Greensleeves. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man no stranger to the duo, a little Wonder Twins power maybe.
It's time to put our XOR experience to use.
Wonder Twin powers, activate!
The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. Why, thank you.
Like what you heard?
Forgot my cape.
I got one in the closet back here. Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, like what you heard, well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. We're always here, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
The great show in the can there, my man, playing the great jazz.
We love that jazz around here.
Yeah. Yeah, if it ever gets slow, you start playing too many of the Twin Peaks stuff, you can always tell yourself, hey, we could be playing country music.
That's right.
For those of you not familiar with country music, it's the universal soundtrack for domestic abuse.
Neon Jazz.